Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, wife, mother, and worker from Bismarck, North Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have the chance to go to Mass today and reflect a little bit on the readings while also spend time with close friends and family enjoying the holiday. Today's gospel, we hear it every year on Thanksgiving, is from Luke 17, 11 through 19. So I wanted to read that for you and reflect on it just a bit today. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." So I had just a few brief reflections on this gospel for today. And it's one that we've heard a lot, and we even heard at daily Mass recently about the 10 lepers who come to Jesus and are healed. And only one comes back to say thank you. So a couple of things that I noticed when reading through it and praying with it this time is they start off with this really simple prayer of "have pity on us." I suppose they may have said more that wasn't recorded in the gospel, but this is what we see is they just say, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And then in turn, when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And again, maybe more of the conversation wasn't recorded in scripture, but all that we see is the simple trust of these lepers to walk away before their prayer had even been answered. So they come asking for the Lord to have pity on them, and he just says, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed, is what it says. So they walked away. They hadn't even been healed yet. They just trusted that it was going to be okay. And they were obedient to what they were told. Okay, so cool. They say a really simple prayer. They have trust and walk away based off of a brief thing that Christ says to them, and then they're healed. Awesome. But one returns, and it says, if he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. And then what do we see? We kind of have this weird ending where it almost seems like Jesus is upset because he says, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." So I guess we don't really know what happens next. Maybe were the other 9 like unhealed because they didn't come back and say thank you? Was there something else that maybe would happen to them because they weren't grateful? Maybe it's more of an issue with their soul and with their interior disposition than them physically being healed. And so I think in this last line where Christ says, "Your faith has saved you," this really emphasizes for us the importance of gratitude. You know, he says to this man, because he just came back and said thanks, he says, "Your faith has saved you." You'd think he would say that to all 10, right? Because like we already talked about, reflected on, is that they just were obedient to him and they turned around and left when he said go, trusting that they would be healed. So you'd think he'd say to them also, "Your faith has saved you." But he only says it to the one who has gratitude. So I think this is a good reminder for us on today and every other day that we need to remember this element of gratitude and how important it is to thank the one who answered the prayer and not forget him, right? And sometimes that means thanking him for answering the prayer that we didn't even pray. If we look back at this gospel, all they did was say, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. They didn't say, Lord, heal us of our leprosy. They just said, have pity on us. And he answered the prayer that was on their hearts. So even remembering to thank him for the things when we notice that prayers have been answered that we maybe didn't even ask him for. And when we're looking back, we can say, wow, thank you. Thank you for that. And to have that faith, to have that trust, like the Samaritan who came back and thanked him, recognizing that a disposition of gratitude is ultimately the faith that saves us when we're thanking the Lord for these things that he's doing in our lives because he's constantly working. So maybe today's gospel can be a reminder for us today to not only have that faith that he is working and that he's going to do what he says he's going to do, even if he doesn't explicitly say it, like in today's gospel, but also a reminder to thank him, even for the prayers we didn't necessarily pray. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we come before you with grateful hearts. In the areas that we are lacking gratitude, we ask that you fill those with your grace so that we may be more grateful and more in awe of all of the things that you're doing in our lives. Help us to see you in the good and run to you in the hard, but to thank you and praise you in all things. Lord, we also ask that you bless all those who are traveling this holiday weekend, that everyone would be able to find a place where they can share their gratitude with others. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini-retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.